where the Pizza Ranch is located now in Sheboygan, coming in kind of off Highway 23. Growing up back in the, I believe it was the 1990s, that particular space was operated by a place called Ponderosa. And for myself as a child, my family visited Ponderosa like one time a year. And as a child going into Ponderosa that one time a year, it was the greatest thing in the entire world, because Ponderosa was accompanied with those words, all you can eat, all you can eat, and like literally 100 different selections. And when you go to an all-you-can-eat place, especially as a child, and you see all the food that you possibly can eat, you know the happiness is, of course, like attached. It goes straight up, related, completely connected to as many plates as you could eat. So just the more plates you eat, the more your happiness just seems to want to ascend, right? And just kind of go right up until all of a sudden you realize, like, that's not, you're full and you can't move afterwards. But it's interesting how so often at different times in our life we get into that kind of trap, that being full, that more means better, that more means happy. And Jesus speaks to that exact point, and then he changes it. Because in a world that says more is better, fuller is better, Jesus will say in the gospel today that emptiness is better. Because it relies, because it places a trust on God. And so Jesus says, blessed are those who are, woe to those who are full, woe to those who are rich, woe to those when everyone is exalting you and lifting you up. And so we might look at ourselves and we say, all those things, it's not bad, but at times they take us away from that sense of Jesus Christ and trusting in him. There's a kind of a principle that it was come up by someone called Lawrence Peter. It's called the Peter Principle. He wrote a book in the late 60s about what he called the Peter Principle, named after himself, and he proposed the theory. And the theory was kind of half in humor. It wasn't necessarily scientific, but he kind of proposed it as a theory. And his theory was that in any place of employment, every employee rises to their level of incompetence. Every employee will eventually like rise to the level of their incompetence. And so what he would say is, like, for example, we might say someone starts out as a teacher of a particular class and does a great job. And then they're doing a great job teaching, so then they become assistant principal. And then they become assistant principal doing a great job, then they're promoted to principal, and all of a sudden it doesn't quite work. And that person knows it doesn't work, and maybe like the organization knows it doesn't work, and they're great at the other things, but all of a sudden they're kind of stuck in that role. And he kind of proposed that if we stay in the same organization so long, eventually we kind of creep up to the level where, like, we can't be promoted anymore. Like, we've kind of reached our peak. And he kind of proposes that sense within there then, that so often, you know, we're kind of going for more and other people see more in us instead of just recognizing where our giftedness is. And I think that's sometimes what happens within our lives. Like, God has blessed us with particular gifts, and then there's always that yearning for more. And in yearning for more, it's not always a bad thing, but we forget that in the midst of it, where our blessedness is, where God is close to us. And so we might pray today, as Jeremiah says, you know, to rely on God as that tree planted by restful waters with deep roots, to place our trust not in more, you know, moving up the ladder and these type of things, but being faithful to where our giftedness is, to being faithful to where we're planted, and to stay planted and rooted in Jesus Christ.